Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall joining us talking animal ID. Well, cattle producers, this is the week for Video Royale from Superior Video Livestock Auction. A great sale put together by Superior Livestock, originating on Monday from Fort Worth, their historic stockyards studio location, and then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week, 2nd, 3rd, 4th of August, they'll be originating from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. The Monday sale, July 31st, starts 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be featuring feeder steers, feeder heifers, as well as weaned calves and calves on cows from our part of the country. Then they will be reorganizing and setting up shop in Winnemucca, starting to sell starting at 10 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. All the sales will be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more details or call them 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. One impact from that 11-year-old Alabama cow diagnosed with atypical BSC just a couple of weeks ago is discussion about the animal ID and animal traceback abilities of our U.S. beef system. And National Cattlemen Beef Association lobbyist Colin Woodall says that while the traceback system did successfully work in this case reminds us that we need to go further in our ability to have traceback in our U.S. beef cattle industry.
I think it does show that the traceback that we have in place is useful. It may not work as quickly as a lot of people would like it to, but it does work. I do know that because of this case of BSE, it definitely has re-energized the whole discussion of whether or not these programs need to be mandatory. And I know that's something that internally at NCBA we've had a lot of discussion on. Just last week at our summer conference in Denver, we had a discussion about our policy regarding animal ID. And actually, we made a change that was fairly significant. For years now, our policy has specifically said that we would only support a voluntary animal disease traceability system. We removed that word. Now, we did not replace it with mandatory, but the fact that we are up to options, I think, shows that there is a shift in the mindset for a lot of cattle producers. And a lot of cattle producers understand that given the increasing number of threats that we're under, we need to make sure we've got a system that works. And I think that couples with the ADT listening sessions that USDA has had. So we're going to be very interested to see what we can do with USDA to tighten up on this phase one to make sure it truly is working as well as it should, and then probably start the discussions about phase two, which would be cattle of all ages.
Phase two would potentially be a mandatory type program. You're not just instantly opposed to that then?
Not anymore. So it means that we are now open to the discussions with USDA, and it is USDA's intention that if they move forward with phase two, that it'll be like phase one, it will be a mandatory program. Now, we have to make sure that several things are in place in order to make this work. We need to make sure that the technology actually works and works at the speed of commerce. That, more than anything else, is what we hear from our members, is that it has to be able to move fast. It cannot slow the process down. I know that there's a lot of issues still at livestock markets across the country as to what kind of burden will be upon them, whether or not they are the ones that ultimately have to tag a lot of these cattle. So there's a lot of details that have to be worked out. But I do think that here over the next year, you're going to see a lot more focus by the cattle industry on these next steps regarding ADT.
Senior Vice President for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office, Colin Woodall, talking with us about the need to consider phase two of an animal disease traceback system that USDA has been talking about for many years. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know that when it comes to grocery shopping for beef, convenience continues to be the key? Through Chekhov-funded market research, we know millennials want cooking shortcuts that are efficient and practical. As a result, Your Beef Chekhov is reaching them through their mobile phones with ideas for creativity, efficiency, and savings. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Chekhov is helping millennials understand that beef is a smart food choice. Learn and share more at MyBeefChekhov.com, paid for by your Chekhov dollar.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.